Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Today on the desk, a rather lengthy letter to share with you, but certainly not the longest letter we received. It's from Pamela in Wausau. I've been listening to your station for 13 years, and I'm so grateful for having found it at a time when I was searching for something more meaningful in my life. What I discovered was a godsend. I didn't know I had such a thirst for what I'm hearing. I am blessed by and thankful for the excellent variety of teaching programs you offer and what I have learned through the years. And I am especially thankful for the announcers who speak the gospel with boldness and confidence and share their faith journey with listeners. Over the years, I've listened to all your programs throughout the day, night, and overnight, and can say I have gotten something out of every program. I enjoy the Moody Church Hour, and while the new minister is good, I miss Dr. Erwin Lutzer, from whom I learned a lot. Have you considered airing his program, Running to Win? And I have a question about Songs in the Night. I purposely stay up Saturday night to listen at 11 p.m. I try not to fall asleep, but when I do, I listen on Sunday night. Have you considered moving it a little earlier? Another reason I listen is for the music, the beautiful music. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate the music you play, especially the National Christian Choir, and hope that they'll tour in our area again. I like the traditional hymns I grew up with and hear many of these songs. I like choral groups, of which you have a nice variety, and I'm also liking the new contemporary artists you've added. I enjoy the 2 hours of music in the afternoon and like testing my knowledge with the Bible question. Christmas is my favorite time of year, and like a child, I eagerly await the music that will be played. I only wish it would last longer. I'm sure you are weary of the debate on listener preference. Play more, play less. Would you send me 2 dozen program guides? I want to give them to people I've told about your station. Do you have WRVM window stickers? I've enclosed $10 for the shipping costs. I listen on 104.1 and 88.1. That's WXVM or WHJL. Well, program guides and window stickers were sent to Pamela. She mentioned the bus trip to the Creation Museum and Ark Encounter. The response for that trip has been overwhelming, and it's not until August. We love hearing from you. Here's where to write. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. Visit us online at WRVM.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.